The Catholic Diocese is looking to increase efficiency by consolidating some churches. One of those is St. Anne Church in Terre Haute. After more than 130 years, the church was forced to close earlier this month. The congregation was committed to outreach.
So it is a poverty area, and the people, they don't have jobs. If they have jobs, they don't have insurance.
And as WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports, the church is working to make sure its community mission is not lost in the shuffle.
Many people describe Sister Connie Kramer as the heart and soul of the St. Anne Parish.
I believe it has been the light in the darkness for those that are poor. It has been the place where they found the face of God in real people.
Sister Connie led the parish for nearly 20 years, but the parish's history goes back more than a century before then. That history is captured in many of its icons, like the statue of St. Anne and Jesus that sits in the back of the church.
Anne is considered the mother of Mary and the grandmother of Jesus, and this was bought in 1906. It came from New York.
These icons are being dispersed to different parishes. The statue is going to St. Joseph University Parish in Terre Haute. The shadow box of the Last Supper that was crafted in 1876 is being given to Sacred Heart Parish, also in Terre Haute. But almost everything else, from the chalices to the Stations of the Cross, will go to St. Luke Parish in Salyersville, Kentucky.
The diocese called and said that if we are in need of any items, and I said, definitely, we lost everything in the tornado.
That's Father Bob Dameron, the pastor of St. Luke. Pictures from after the tornado show the church building to be mostly flattened, with just a couple walls still standing. Dameron says the generosity of St. Anne's reminds them of the important work of every church, including his own.
It means a lot to know that, hey, that we're not just a little bitty, isolated Catholic church in Appalachia, that the Catholic Church is universal. I mean, there's a billion of us out there, okay? And that the Catholics throughout the whole United States is reaching out to help us because we are one family.
The Archdiocese of Indianapolis is going through each of its 8 regions, or deaneries, to look for ways it can be more efficient, and that includes shutting down some of the parishes. The diocese spokesman, Greg Otolsky, says they're looking at what services each of the parishes offer and how many members each church has.
They can consolidate some of what they're doing and make things operate more efficiently and be better stewards of the resources they have than, you know, that's what we want them to do.
Otolsky says St. Anne's had too much overlap and fewer members than some of the other nearby parishes. But he points out it's not just about numbers. St. Anne is home to about 120 households or 230 people. The church in Kentucky only has about 15 families. But unlike the one in Terre Haute, there isn't another church within several miles, so its parish members can't get services anywhere else. Back in Terre Haute, parish member Sharon Dick says it's not all bad news. The St. Anne Clinic next door to the church will remain open. It serves about 1,100 people each month for dental and medical care. Dick is one of the clinic's managers, and she says with a high poverty rate in nearby counties, the clinic is crucial to the parish's mission. That's why she says it doesn't make sense that the parish closed.
It's just very, very difficult. As far as I'm concerned, this parish does all the things that you're supposed to do for everyone. And I don't understand having it closed. I didn't think church was about numbers. I thought church was about the things that you do for the people that need to be cared for. And that's what hurts the most.
Sister Connie says she hopes her congregation can be an example to others who might share their fate because of the Archdiocese consolidation plans.
It means it's an organ transplant, that we are offering our life out of a tragic loss to someone else that they can live on with some of what we offer them.
The members of the parish say they'll maintain their relationships they've made with each other over the years. But more importantly, they say they will continue working in the community to keep St. Anne's social and spiritual mission alive. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.